Let's compare the two blood clotting mechanisms, the intrinsic and extrinsic pathway. And let's start with the intrinsic pathway. Well, first of all, the trigger to stimulate the intrinsic pathway is, remember, when you damage the tissues lining the blood vessels and collagen gets exposed to the blood. All the factors you already need are present in the blood. So all the proteins are already present. The first one gets activated and then it sets off a chain reaction. It is relatively slow, and you can probably think why, because there are lots of factors involved. But at the end of the day, it produces a lot of fibrin threads. Now let's compare that to the extrinsic pathway. The extrinsic pathway begins with tissue damage, and that produces the first factor, which is not present ordinarily in the blood. And then that sets off again a cascade reaction. It's relatively fast, and again, you can probably think why, because there aren't very many factors involved. On the other hand, it doesn't produce as many fibrin threads at the end of the day. And then, of course, there are similarities to them both. There are certain proteins that they both use. They both use calcium, and they both use phospholipids. And the other thing to remember about them is you're not usually choosing, should I use this pathway or the other way, or the other pathway. Usually both pathways come into play at the same time.